A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. After thrashing champions Liverpool 4-0 in midweek, Man City crashed to a third successive away Premier League defeat as Che Adams' first Southampton goal secured a hard-fought 1-0 victory at St Mary's on Sunday. It is the first time Pep Guardiola's lost three consecutive away league games in his managerial career, following defeats at Manchester United and Chelsea, with Sunday's goal coming on 16 minutes when Stuart Armstrong dispossessed Oleksandr Zinchenko and Adams lobbed the stranded Edison from at least 35 yards out. City missed a host of chances to level, with Fernandinho striking the post as Southampton goalkeeper Alex McCarthy and his two centre-backs Jack Stevens and Jan Bednarek produced inspired performances to preserve their slender lead. The result means that City remain on 66 points in second place, 23 points off champions Liverpool, after a ninth league defeat of the season. City had 26 shots in the game. That's the highest tally in a Premier League match without scoring since March 2016, recording the same number against Manchester United. And Guardiola admits he's struggling to understand why his team is struggling to put the ball in the back of the net and have lost nine Premier League games this season. He said, "We played more than good, but it is not enough to win the games. We cannot say we are not a team who scores goals this season. We are leading in goals. We create a lot of chances. We are a team who concede less. No team conceded as few chances as us, but we lost a lot of games. It's difficult even more for me to find a reason why, but you have to insist and talk about the game, the way they play, and try to do more, concede as few as possible, and score up front." Guardiola is confident, though, that his players can re-find their scoring touch, adding, "I have confidence we can do it because we are the same guys and we did it in previous season. This season, the way we are playing is quite similar, but it is not enough to win the games." And finally for the Bulletin, City are to host their Champions League round of 16 second leg tie at the Etihad. Guardiola's side beat Los Blancos in Madrid before football was suspended due to coronavirus, and they'll welcome Real to Manchester as they bid to reach the last eight of Europe's premier continental competition, which is being played in a mini-tournament format in Portugal next month. The UK government has said travel quarantine requirements will be lifted for various sporting events, meaning Madrid can travel to Manchester for the match, rather than City being forced to play their home tie abroad. That's all for now. We'll have more later.